In this bulletin, police in Japan say Shinzo Abe's killer held a grudge against a specific organization. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says she held frank talks with her Chinese counterpart at the G20. And in sport, Novak Djokovic to play Nick Kyrgios in the Wimbledon final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Police investigating the assassination of Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe say the suspect held a grudge against a specific organization. Police officer Kazuhisa Yamamura says the suspect believed Mr. Abe was part of that unnamed group.
The suspect confessed that he committed the act as he had a grudge against a specific organization and believed former Prime Minister Abe was part of it. We would like to refrain from getting into the details.
They are still working to determine whether 41-year-old Tetsuya Yamagami acted alone. Japan's Deputy Cabinet Secretary for Public Affairs, Koichiro Matsumoto, says Mr. Abe wanted to keep serving his nation.
At 67 years old, he was still very much determined to serve the country he loved, he dearly loved. And Mr. Abe, as you know, served for two terms as Prime Minister between 2006 and 2007, and the second time, 2012 and 2020. So he's always remembered dearly by the Japanese people as the longest-serving prime minister of Japanese history, and he is such a kind person.
Queen Elizabeth has paid tribute to Mr. Abe in a written statement where she recalled his visit to Buckingham Palace in 2016. She says she had fond memories of meeting Mr. Abe and his wife and his love for Japan and his desire to forge ever closer bonds with the United Kingdom were clear. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says she had frank discussions with her Chinese counterpart at the G20 summit in Bali. She says she and Wang Yi listened carefully to each other's priorities and concerns.
As you would expect, I raised a number of issues in relation to bilateral, regional and consular issues. Australia and China have gained much through the strength of our economic and people-to-people ties. We do have our differences. We do have our differences. But as I said this morning, and as I previously said, we believe it is in the interests of both countries for the relationship to be stabilised.
Former UK Finance Minister Rishi Sunak says he's running to replace Boris Johnson 3 days after helping to launch a series of resignations that forced Mr. Johnson to step down. Mr. Sunak has released a campaign video to promote his credentials.
Someone has to grip this moment and make the right decisions. That's why I'm standing, to be the next leader of the Conservative Party and your Prime Minister.
Boris Johnson says he will resign when a new Conservative Party leader is selected, but Labour leader Keir Starmer says he will use a parliamentary confidence vote next week to bring on a general election unless Conservative MPs act to remove Mr. Johnson before then.
This is a very good week for the Labour Party, and my challenge to the Tories is not who's your next leader going to be, but give us the change we really need. Let's have a general election, let's have a change of government, a fresh start for our country.
And police in England say they won't be fining Keir Starmer and his colleague Angela Rayner over a takeaway curry and beer meal held at an MP's office when the UK was under COVID restrictions. United States President Joe Biden has signed an executive order to try to protect access to abortion. It instructs government departments to push back on efforts to limit access to abortion medication or to travel across state borders to access abortion services. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the only way to properly address the issue is at the ballot box in the midterm elections in November.
The way to really address this is for people to make sure that their voices are heard at the ballot box. That is what he is calling for. That is what we are asking our fellow Americans to make sure that they speak up and get their voices heard.
Police have charged a man over the shooting of a 9-year-old girl outside her home at Kennells Point in Sydney South. The child was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries as the state's anti-bikey and organized crime squad hunted for the alleged gunman. Police have charged a 34-year-old man with shooting with intent to murder. He was arrested at nearby Oatley, where the police also found a burnt-out car. To sport, and in tennis, Novak Djokovic has advanced to the Wimbledon men's final against Nick Kyrgios after defeating Britain's Cameron Norrie 2-6, 6-3, 6-2, 6-4. Djokovic says the Australian will be a formidable opponent.
Well, one thing is for sure, there's going to be a lot of fireworks emotionally from both. It's going to be his first Grand Slam finals. Obviously, he's very, very excited, and he doesn't have, you know, much to lose. And he's always playing like that. You know, he's playing so freely. He's one of the biggest serves in the game.
With the latest SBS news, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.